Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I am Michael.
And I'm Rob. Okay, so you just went on a vacation.
I did.
Where did you go? Tell me about it.
Well, to celebrate my 30th birthday.
Holy crap, you're 30?
Yeah.
You're Lord, you're old.
Slash anniversary. Let's move on. Slash anniversary of me and Hey Girl. Yep, that's it.
Oh, the way you ended that sentence, I thought you were going to continue.
That's the story.
What'd you do? I mean, besides the obvious.
We went to Yosemite Mountain Resort.
Is that named after that little cartoon character that's always hunting Bugs Bunny?
I don't know. Probably not. I shoulder shrugged there.
I saw it.
Yeah. We'll see. It was a really painful travel process from where we were at, because we had to drive like 2.5 hours to St. Louis. Then get on.
Did you say St. Louis?
Santa Louis.
St. Louis. Yeah. Go ahead.
St. Louis.
There you go.
Got on that plane, rode on the plane for like 4 hours, got on another plane for like an hour, and then drove for 4 hours.
That's a lot of travel.
Yeah, my butt was sore.
Did you ever lose any luggage or anything like that?
No.
Did you have one of those little turnstile things where you had to go pick up your luggage?
No, actually, we packed light.
Really?
We almost like backpacked it. Everything that we brought with us, we could bring with us on carry-on. We brought no luggage.
Oh.
Yeah, so we just tightly rolled our clothes, put them in the bag.
So you did like a little Pinterest thing where they roll everything and like flip it inside out and tuck it, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Did Hey Girl lay out all your outfits?
No, I'm a big boy.
So you do that on your own?
I picked up my own underwear.
That's good.
And so we hit the road. It was a long drive. Very, very long drive after all that traveling. And then we finally get there and we stay in some lodge. It was cool because that one had a TV.
It's the real camping right there.
Yeah. But the other two nights we stayed in a like small little cabin thing that didn't have a TV.
And you were super bored because you didn't have cell phone signal or anything.
Well, we downloaded.
Of course you did.
Well, we enjoy nature when it's right. Daytime.
At night, you can't go outside because there's drop bears and.
Yeah, there's black bears and I'm not trying to sound racist, but.
And white bears, yeah. And Asian bears.
That's just the demographic of the bears in that area. I'm not saying it's a bad bear neighborhood. It's just that's the bears that are there.
Right. Are they like the upstanding ones that have like the white collar jobs and they wear suits to work and stuff?
Oh, they stay in their little private areas. I mean, there's.
Oh, so they're segregated.
Yeah. Well, they have their moments of where they migrate into the campsites, I guess, and they've had issues with them in the past. That's why you have to have what they call bear lockers.
What? You put like food and stuff in there, yeah, so they can't smell it?
Yeah. Otherwise, because the last night we stayed in an actual tent and bear claws could just slice right through that bad boy.
Like on the scary movie. Yeah.
And the next thing you know, I'm over here getting bear raped. So we took safety precautions and put our food in the food locker as instructed.
Did you bring the bear condoms in case they did bear rape you?
Well, no, hold on. Uh-oh. You don't want to do that.
You don't want to bring bear condoms?
No. There was actually a real case with real humans. I can't remember the exact details, but a man broke into a woman's house a few years back.
Okay.
And decided that he didn't know the woman was home. When he found out she was home, he chased her, got her down the stairs, is where he caught her at, and then he proceeded to try to rape her. And she said, if you're going to rape me, will you at least use a condom? And so it actually went to court. You know, he was found, you know, whatever. But he got off. Oh, that's not a good, no. Oops. No, nope, nope, we're moving past that one. He got off of his charges because since she told him to wear a condom, it was considered sensual through wordplay or through verbiage.
Consensual. Man, that's a Freudian, that's a Freudian, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for.
We need to stop recording podcasts when we're tired.
Right. Because you said it was sensual.
Did I say sensual?
Wordplay.
Hmm.
That's what you said.
That's not what I meant. Not at all.
You said it was, I know you meant consensual.
Yeah.
Wording.
In my mind, that's what I said.
Right. Right.
My mouth lies. It doesn't do what my brain tells it to, especially this late at night.
So that was considered consensual.
Yeah.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's wrong and it's horrible. So anyway, on a lighter note, that's why I wouldn't bring bear condoms, because if it went to trial, then that technicality could get him off of, out of trouble.
Charged.
Yeah.
With
bear rape.
That is absolutely ridiculous. That is like one of the dumbest things that somebody could possibly do. Like, it's definitely not consensual. Who was his lawyer?
A good one.
That's apparently absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know, the law is just, there's so many loopholes. I mean,
I know, but still, like, common sense. I mean, I guess I shouldn't bring common sense into it.
No,
but
not at all.
Common sense would tell you that, like, she didn't. Oh, I'm so mad right now.
I was mad when I heard it. But here's the thing. Moral standards and knowing a guy should be charged is not the same as the legality of.
But shouldn't it be?
It will.
That just makes sense.
In an ideal society, there's things that work, an idea, but fail over and over in a legal system. That's why it's so flawed, because, you know, you're trying to look at it morally, you know, but the law is black and white, where morality is not. So the law can just dissect and say, well, technically, this can mean this, and a good enough attorney could cleverly enough put it together, and boom, there you go.
That's so, so ridiculous.
I'd hate to be the judge on that one.
I'd hate to be the woman on that one.
Well, of course, yeah. But I meant like calling, like, I feel like morality would take over on me. I'd be like, guilty.
Right. That's just, oh my God. I can't even fathom like how she feels or how she felt. I don't know when that happened, but I can't even fathom how she felt. No, like once they were like not guilty.
Right.
It's like.
So, you know, like I said.
Just because she didn't want an STD from some stranger forcing himself on her.
He was physically superior to her. She knew he was going to get what he wanted. Or at least she would get severely hurt or killed if she didn't comply. So she pleaded basically for, you know, her right. to have mercy on her in whatever way she could think of in that time. And yeah,
that's so
that got dark fast.
You're talking about this podcast.
So yeah, just,
yeah. So
anyway, we're on a trip, right?
Right.
Yosemite, California. I noticed whenever I get around large crowds of people, I like to people watch and eavesdrop into what they're eavesdrop into what they're saying.
Right.
And the more I learn about people, I'm entertained by some of them. And then they just, some of them make me just not like people that much more. Yeah. So when I was there, I actually have this thing when people wear sandals next to me, I can't help but notice their feet.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know, like, feet draw my attention. It's not like I like feet. I just.
So you don't like
I get
have
fixated
fetish?
On people's feet. No, feet are weird, man. They're like snowflakes. Everybody's feet's different.
Right.
But there was one guy in particular, his feet, I will never forget the rest of my life. They were weird. I'm going to try my best to explain these feet to you.
Yeah, I want you to describe them in like the most detail you possibly can.
Okay. Well, from the heel to.
You got to start at the ankle, bro.
Okay, yeah, the ankle was pretty standard. I guess it was a pretty normal heel, I guess, you know. But as the foot got to the what should be the first toe knuckles, set of toe knuckles.
Okay.
His feet, you know how you have like tissue, you have. You know, toe muscle and
yeah, bone, like,
and you have bones in there.
There's like body gunk in there.
Dude, there's no feeling in his toes. Like there was like no bones.
What?
I don't even know how his feet work. Like his toes were like somebody ran over them with something very, very heavy.
Like a steamroller just on the tips of his toes.
No, well, it was from like where the knuckles start.
Right.
It was normal. And then beyond that, they were flat.
What?
Like there was no like the knuckle that's at the end that's like towards the inner toe, it's like there was no toe knuckles.
So it was like a little scoop.
Yeah, dude, his toes been there like.
So did you think about filling them with like sour cream and guacamole and stuff?
Did you ever watch? I'm sure you have. When you were a kid, you were watch Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Remember when that house fell on that witch?
Oh, and her feet and were curled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her legs were curled up.
Those were feet. like her her feet. Like,
oh yeah, it was right. Yeah. That was his toes, what? Man. Like did they
come to a point like that?
They provided no stability. Like there's no way they could have.
Why do you even have them?
I'm sure he was heel dominant when he walked or something. But I was standing there staring at his flattened toes. I mean, they didn't draw back, curl back, but they were like, right. They were that thin. And they were just like, I mean, it was freakish, man. Like, it was so freakish. And I stared at them for so long and so intensely that Hey Girl noticed that I was, that I was, you know, locked onto his feet. And she's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, look at his feet. And you could tell it threw her off. But then she's like, don't look at his feet.
So it sounds like she was saying don't to you a lot.
Yeah, well, she does that. She has to do that a lot. She's very moral and kind, and I'm inappropriate and don't care. So I'm like, dude, I'm not going to not look at these feet, you know?
Right.
And, dude, it was, I wish I'd have taken pictures. like you just had to see it to believe it. They were ridiculous. Like, I feel like a baby's toes would have been more stable. Because at least there was something in those little nub toes than just, it was just toe skin.
Oh, dude, that just thinking about that, like, grosses me out.
It is so weird. I don't know. That's my toe rant. I just had to bring it up because it came to my mind, but also because
that
will go down in the Mike Ward record thus far. I doubt how the set of toes or feet will challenge this as the most effed up feet I've ever seen in my life. And his toenails weren't even like where they should be.
What?
But I guess it's because there's nothing. Yeah. Oh, it's weird, man. I don't know. I didn't like him.
Why didn't you take a picture of him?
Just didn't like him.
I can't stand your toes, buddy. Yeah.
I don't know. I should have. I mean, I guess there's better things to take pictures of, but.
No, I disagree.
Yeah. No, I wish I would have. God, that was disturbing. Between that and the time traveling transgender guy. It got weird up there in the mountain.
What about the time-traveling transgender guy?
When I went to the gift shop, there's this personality I thought was interesting, and I'm not bashing here. I just, well, maybe I am kind of. I don't know. It was weird. I've been around many walks of life. I've lived in San Diego. I've lived in Chicago. I've lived in the area I live in now, clearly, you know.
I hope you live here now.
Been all over the world. But every once in a while, I find somebody who just makes me stare at them, you know?
Like a good-looking dude?
No. But he's throwing, I guess. But no. I found what I almost truly believe was a time-traveling transgender human.
Wait. Is that like from the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Where you do? Did he do the time warp?
No. No, it... Let me just describe this guy. All so right. We're in the one of the.
Hold on. Let me get my mental picture ready.
Yeah.
I want to clean off the canvas. I don't know what that was. That wasn't my.
That
mind.
Was supposed to bring you to.
Let me go ahead and put that on my mind grapes. I'm gonna go and clear up my mind grapes. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Mind grapes, good.
Yeah, they're all washed off and ready to go.
All right. So. I'm walking around, looking at the gift shop, looking at all the cool little souvenirs, and, you know. And I look to my right in this.
Wait, your right or my right?
My right.
Okay.
Your right wasn't relevant in the story. So I look over my right shoulder, and he jets past me. And you ever seen the 1960s glasses that the females wore, the stylish ones that came to a point at the top.
Yeah. Weren't those called horn rimmed glasses?
I'm not sure, but you get what I'm talking about. Yeah. Right. And they had like the red, like deep red. These ones did. I'm sure they were very different variants of colors, but anyway, he had that. And then he had the 1960s layered hair.
Okay.
You know, like before they started using all the hairspray and stuff in the 80s, but it was just like they had a weird, I don't know how they layered it, but it had like layers, like
I think
Homer Simpson's wife kind of.
Oh, so it's like real big.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
maybe not to that extent because her hair is like 4 feet tall.
And it wasn't blue, but his outfit was like from the 1960s and it's kind of low cut. But so I noticed him and I just couldn't stop staring because I'm like, straight up from the 1960s outfit, female outfit on this dude. and he was rocking it, man. Like,
so just no shame, just like,
yeah. Oh man, it was like he jumped out of a time machine to walk through that gift shop and work. And he worked there. And so anyway, I guess he was having a bad day. Maybe somebody didn't dig his style or something. I don't know. Well, anyway, he gets to the counter. I get me and Hey Girl get in line, and there's like 15 people in front of us. Well, the front of the line starts to get close to the register, and he loses it. He leans over the counter with his low cut.
So he's, shirt. He's working there, right?
Yeah.
And he loses it because people are moving up to the counter?
The line's too close.
Oh, okay.
So he leans over with both hands, and of course there's no cleavage, just hair coming out of the front of his 1960s style shirt or dress shirt kind of.
Right.
And like pearl necklace and all, you know. And
oh my god.
And he just goes, "Back up. Everyone, back the heck up."
That's yeah. how he sounded.
Yeah. He's like, "If there's emergency response teams coming here, they can't get through because you guys are blocking the way." And everyone just kind of looks at each other, but he is dead serious.
Oh my gosh.
Like his face turned the red color of his stylish glasses, and his beady eyes were just like twitching through the glasses. And he was like halfway over. No, I'd say like three quarters of the way over the counter. His feet was dangling out the back of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he lost
was he
it.
Wearing roller skates?
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish. That would have made it so much better. But then, like, as he's leaning forward, he just kind of, like, everyone's attention was, like, locked on him. And then half the guys there just started laughing.
Oh,
And I could see sitting looking at me like, "Don't." Or, "Hey, girl." Looking at me going, "Don't." Like, you know, that kind of look like.
Right.
And I'm just, like, busting up. I'm like, "Oh, my God. Dude, please shut up. It hurts." And it, like, he's just still ranting. Like, he's just going on and on.
Right.
So everyone just, out of confusion and, you know, whatnot, and maybe a little bit of fear, everybody just kind of started
right
backing the heck back, you know?
Well, I mean, when somebody comes at you like that, even if it is, even if you feel like it's ridiculous, yeah. You're like, okay, there might be something going on here. I probably should back up.
Yeah. So anyway, I finally get to my turn on the counter, and he/she, whatever, I don't know. It.
I always assign people their born gender. I don't conform to that.
Yeah, same here. But, you know, try not to offend the.
Right. I understand.
Whatever.
Anyway. You be you.
Yeah. Well, because we have listeners, and listeners are. There will be listeners that are like this guy.
Right.
That will be like, you know, whatever.
I understand.
Anyway, so my opinion aside, I was freaked out. Like, just. Because I'm not doing a very good job explaining how crazy this guy was. Like, just absolutely nuts. And when I finally get to the counter, he had like a bipolar moment. And he goes, "Did you find everything you need?"
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I found everything I need. All right. He's like, "Have a nice day."
Do you think he found you attractive? Do you think that's why he was like nice to you?
Could be. I don't know.
I mean, no homo, but you are a pretty good looking dude.
Thanks. Well, it could be. It could be that. Maybe. It could be. Maybe because I back the heck back, you know?
Could be. He's like, "Hey, this guy listens to me." I mean, I doubt that was it.
No, probably not.
It's probably because you're a good looking dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to sound modest.
Like a little mouse.
Yeah. Which, speaking of my, like, we're little mouse, I found a creature that was, it was these mountain chipmunks.
What?
Yeah.
What the crap is that? That sounds like something you'd find in like Australia.
Well, it was the magical.
Did Hey Girl bring it with her in her little pack?
Well, I didn't discover the mountain chipmunks. There's another name for them.
I was going to say, is that what they're really called? Because I've never heard of that.
I can't remember. Like a raccoon? They look very different.
A raccoon is a trash panda.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. So we start to hike Yosemite Mountain, right?
That's too much walking.
It was a lot of walking. So we get up the mountain, and Tiggy. We start to get, and I get a little bit vertigo when I get to a certain.
Really high, yeah.
Yeah. And
well, elevation, not.
Right.
Mind altering.
When I get super stoned. No.
Yeah, it's awesome. Never mind.
That's the turn of Funky Town. Most people aren't going to get the reference.
But anyway, I didn't get it.
So anyway.
I'm just laughing because you're nuts.
So we get to like, to the point of where we're near the top, and there was. The path that got around to the, I didn't know I was close to the very top. and
AKA the summit.
Yeah. And
the, I don't know if they call
the pathway around the corner was so narrow, and the only thing they had protecting you on the other side was this, these rods on the ground and a chain that ran across the rods. And I looked at it, and then I looked at my wife, and I had a moment of just straight cowardness. You know, I started to cower down, and I was like, all right, you know, never mind. We've went high enough. I've seen some cool stuff. And then
I don't want to go any further.
And then I turn around, and all of a sudden, there was what I like to call an Asian angel. This, like, super inspiring, well-built, six, like, same height as me. He's like 6'3", 6'4", Asian dude.
That's rare in Asians.
Yeah. He comes up behind me, and he goes, hey, man, you can do this. And my, even my wife was shocked. Like, where did he come from? We didn't see this guy the whole time we're hiking. He just comes out of nowhere. And he's like, bro, you can do this, man. He's like, if you have to, look at your feet, but you're almost there. I've been up here before. You're right around the corner, and it's so worth it, man. And I'm like,
that's really cool.
Yeah. And I was like, and I looked at him, and I was like, you know what?
I can do this.
I can do this. Thank you, Asian angel.
Did you say that to him?
Oh, yeah. And then, and it's so, well, you know how weird I am.
Yeah.
When I get nervous, I just say whatever. So I grab a hold of that railing, and I look around the corner, and it was worth it. And then, Tiki, I get to where it flattens out. And then there was what I'm calling, cause I can't remember the actual name of the species, but it was basically mountain chipmunks. And they were so, like, comfortable with people that I watched. There was one, like, in a little bitty bush shrub on the mountain thing.
Right.
Put his cheek, like, 3 inches from the chipmunk as he's sitting in the bush, and took a picture with it and didn't even move. Yeah. I have a picture, which I'll show you later, of it eating some snacks right next to my shoe. His tail kept, like, hitting my shoe.
Really?
And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. These heavenly mountain chipmunks are just everywhere, and they're cool, and you can... I wanted to shove in my backpack and take it home, but you know,
I don't think he would have been really cool with that, because I'm sure he enjoyed his habitat. He probably had a family and stuff that he's out.
Well, beyond that, that more crap. There's, I think how much maintenance it would be to take care of him, feeding him and pooping through a 4-hour car ride, an hour plane ride, a 4-hour plane ride, and then the rest of
his life at your house.
Yeah, and then I got cats, and I don't know how to respond with the mountain chipmunk.
You know what? I actually saw a guy, he used to come into, I used to work in a convenience store, and he used to come in there all the time, and he had a squirrel that would hang out on his shoulder and drink soda out of a straw. I'm like, I don't think that squirrel lived very long. He probably had diabetes or something, but it was super cool. Like, I love squirrels. I think they're, like, really, really cute, and they always look like they're wearing saggy pants or baggy pants.
I wish a lot of the Pokemon were animals, real animals.
Like real animals?
Some of those are adorable. That just nerded out for a second. But anyway, so we get down from the mountain, you know, and we're exhausted, and we come back and did a lot more people watching, listening to people, some saying some awesome stuff, some people just complaining about just ridiculous stuff.
So when you're people watching, are you, like, sitting on a bench somewhere and then just watching people walk around, or is it as you're going somewhere?
Yeah, well, sometimes if I'm sitting at a table, I'll, like, kind of pretend I'm listening to my wife, but I'm listening to the people behind me. Just because I want to hear what's up.
Right.
What's going on around me.
Okay.
And anyway, it was a pleasant visit. I'm not going to go too much into it, but it was a pleasant visit. You know, when we came back, and now here we are again. And one thing, did you know that there is a mountain nearby the location where I was at named Queer Mountain?
Actually, I did know that.
Yeah,
no, I did. Actually, I didn't. I had no idea.
I didn't until my dad texted me.
Is it like a pink and purple mountain?
Actually, my dad called me. Yeah, we were talking about it, and then, you know, I got back, and my dad ribbed me more about it. But he was like, yeah, because, you know, we have that app on our phone, because my dad travels a lot and I travel a lot, and we work out together. So we like to see where he's at, so we can see if we can set up our workout schedule.
Right.
So on the app, he sees where I'm at in the country or where I'm at in the area, whatever. And he's seen that I was headed straight towards Queer Mountain. He was like, oh, my God.
He should have taken a screenshot of that and sent it to you.
he said, thought about it, because my profile picture on that app is me with my mouth wide open, just like, oh, heading to Queer Mountain.
That has some implications.
Yeah.
So what is that? Find My Friends or something like that? Is that an actual app? Or did I hear about that on a movie once?
Can I name that?
Yeah.
It's like 360 me or something. I can't even name it anyway. I can't remember the name of it. Top of my head right now.
We'll say it's 360 me.
Yeah.
Whatever it means. Is that what you said?
No.
Okay. That works. We'll call it that. We'll call it that. So now you're back.
I want to know. I can't remember. Whatever.
It so now matter. You're back.
Yeah. So now I'm back. Went back to work for a few days. That sucked. The vacations are great. When you come back, it's just everything sucks more. You're like, you just start planning your next vacation.
Right. Well.
Well, you feel refreshed for the first day.
Do you think that you would actually enjoy a vacation as much as if you didn't have to work all the time? Like if you were on vacation 365, do you think that'd be, you'd be okay with that?
No, because then it wouldn't be a vacation. You know, then it'd be life. And then I'd want to go to work as a vacation for my vacation so life.
If you were like a gabillionaire.
Gabillionaire?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real number. What would you do? Because if you don't want to just like hang out somewhere and live in your life, like what would you do?
If I was ridiculously wealthy, like more than I could spend in my lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go that.
I feel like I would probably be a huge piece of crap.
Really?
Because I would never wait in lines. I would never.
Would you like pay off?
I would just pay off everything. Like you're speeding, whatever, you know, who cares? Like, I'll pay this ticket. Just
throw money at it.
Yeah.
You don't think like, I mean, what would you do though? Cause like you said, if you were on vacation, all the time, like if you could just be on vacation, but you feel like you wouldn't be able to enjoy it as much because you didn't have to go to work. Right.
Right.
So what would you do to occupy your time?
Podcast. No.
Would you like create something? Would you just like try to see what dumb stuff you could get away with? Like, what would you do?
I'd probably go through phases, but I think overall the majority of the rest of my life would be me spent trying to get really, really, really good at something. Cause if I didn't go in, if I didn't work at something,
you'd kind of lose yourself.
Yeah, for sure. What about you?
I would start a production company, but not to make money, but I would do it. I love being creative and collaborating with people. Mm. So I would find the best people that I could that like I really enjoyed being around. And I'd be like, I will pay you to come in and just brainstorm with me. We will a group of us, and we'll create some of the most amazing stuff that we possibly can. And then, actually make it.
That's
and,
pretty meaningful. I think the nicest thing I would do, because I've always wanted to do this, is right around the holidays, you find like poor single moms or single dads, just people that are just struggling financially, or, you know, they don't have to be single. They can be married and be struggling, and just go through Walmart and seeing them buy their Christmas presents and just be like, boom.
That's yours.
Just take care of it. Yeah.
Well, did you ever see, I saw a video where these cops would pull people over, and then while they're there, like have them pulled over, they would be talking to them and find out like what their kids wanted for Christmas and all this kind of stuff. And they would relay it back to the people that were in the store. They would buy the stuff that the people were talking about in the car and then bring it to them and deliver it to them while they're sitting there pulled over by the police.
Huh?
And they would bring it up to their window and give it to them.
It's pretty cool.
I thought that was really neat. And that would be something I would do. I would sit there and brainstorm with these people and be like, what's some crazy stuff that we can do to make people happy?
Well, see, the people that are rich because they know how to have money. People like me would probably not be rich long.
Right.
Because I'd have Oprah moments from here and there. Or just be like, this is for you. You get this. You get this.
Right. Yeah.
You get a Prius. You get a Prius. You get a Prius.
I don't want a Prius.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Fine. You know. You get two Priuses.
You're the Cavalier. I'm not going to go all out. I'm not going to buy my Lambos.
Would it be Priuses? Priusi?
I would just like, wouldn't that be cool though? You could walk around a car lot and the person's about to get a really crappy car and you're like, man, wouldn't it be cool if you had that car? I'm like, oh, I would love to have that car. Well, now you do. Just to be that rich.
That'd be really fun to like walk around and film that and like put it on YouTube and stuff. If you had that kind of money.
Yeah. See, I would never want to do that because I feel like it takes the kindness out of it. Because now, person may not want to be the person in poverty needing help.
Well, then, I mean,
or
then,
the person, you know, that's not able to get for themselves.
I mean, you would obviously talk to them beforehand and be like, you know, hey, do you want to be on this? Right. They're like, oh, no, I'd prefer not to. You'd be like, all right, cool. Well, here's your car. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about this. I was thinking I would like to go around and find like homeless people that are like really homeless, not like the fake homeless people.
Yeah, I'm just talking about.
And talk to them. Film, you know, do an interview with them, tell their story. Cause a lot of people out there that are homeless have like really cool, interesting stories.
Are we going to have a homeless podcast?
I guess we could. Well, what I was
thinking, would be unique.
That would be very unique, but I mean, do you think that they would really even care about a podcast? That'd be like, dude, get away from me unless you got like $20.
Well, if it's wintertime and the weather's really bad, they'll be like,
bring them inside.
Wait, you mean I get to come in your house where it's warm?
No,
man. I'm like, Rob's house. Yes.
Like, no, man, we're going to do this in the McDonald's play place. No, like what I was thinking was it'd be cool to go out and like shoot video of them. And then any money, like put it on YouTube and monetize it. Any money you get would go to that person. Like you give them all the money that they get from that video.
Dang, all the monies?
All the monies. But I was thinking about that. But then I was like, well, how would you like, if you do that kind of stuff, you kind of want to remain anonymous if you do it right. For the right reasons.
Right.
But you obviously have to be in the video because you're talking to the person.
Yeah. I feel like,
so you'd have to like blur yourself out or something.
I couldn't watch a video with me in or know if there's a video out there of me doing nice things for people. Cause I feel it's douchey. Kind of like,
well, I'm saying at if the you same can keep level, your identity.
I just wanted to make that point though. Cause it's kind of like, because I see that a lot on YouTube and stuff. People like ulterior, like, look how good that video, look how, you know, right. Like whatever. Because to me, it's like when you see a guy who's like in super good shape, but he like half of his pictures are these conceited selfies of him with his shirt off flexing.
Right.
Like it's like that status douchey to me because it's not really like you're doing something for them. You want people to see how great you are. And I think that, I mean, sure, you're doing a kind thing for these people.
Right.
But I just feel it's. There's a huge douchey essence to it when you're doing it for fame or when you're doing it right. For somebody to look at you.
That's what I was going to say is it all depends on the intent.
Right.
Like, are you doing it to get famous or are you doing it to help these people?
I mean, is it on a video or does nobody know about it? And I think that's the difference is if you know you're being filmed, you're a lot more generous because you're buying people's likes, you know, you're buying. And I've never wanted to be that kind of sellout.
Well,
I mean, if I was that rich, I would still do these things, but
completely anonymously.
Yeah.
Like you would probably hire, a proxy to go between you and whoever it is and right. Be like, hey, give this to them, but don't tell them who it's from.
Or, you know, maybe have a selfless, like a selfless group that you created that doesn't have your name on it.
Right.
You know, like Angel Wings.
Asian Angels.
Yeah. There we go. Just have a team of very kind, emotionally supportive Asians that go around helping people.
You can do this, bro.
Bro.
Speaking of that kind of stuff, though, you know, there's actually a company around here that it's a organization that they have like millions and millions and millions of dollars. They are the company who provides like all the park play equipment, and they like maintain the parks and stuff like that. And they like give money to like all kinds of stuff. But I was hired to design their logo. I had no idea who they were. So I had to do some research. There's very, very little about them out there. But they contribute millions and millions of dollars to the recreation in this area, which I thought was incredible.
Right. And I'm okay with groups like that having publicity because then they get funded and supported.
They don't have any publicity, though. Like, they had nothing.
No, I know they didn't, but I said I'd be okay with that.
Oh, right.
Opposed to an individual promoting themselves and their kindness.
That makes sense.
Because then they can do more. The intent is still good. It's still completely selfless.
Right.
It's to make the world better.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just thought that was really cool that this company that did that, like had literally, I couldn't find hardly anything about them. I found maybe like three articles and they were pretty vague with the information about them.
Right.
And then we're M-Tiggy.
M-Tiggy. That was weird. That was like a psychic connection. Cause I was spitting out M-Tiggy.
We do. It's M-Tiggy with an N.
This is going to be our first controversial thing here between me and Rob. When I first started saying it, I was saying M-Tiggy. And when he first started saying it, he was saying M-Tiggy. And the entire time, I feel like we were on the same page. And he was saying M-Tiggy and I was saying M-Tiggy. But we never really caught on. We thought we were saying the same word, but we were saying a different word.
So now we need to make another shirt. Instead of just the M-Tiggy, it's M-Tiggy with an M.
Because when I first saw the shirt, I was like, oh, you made the shirt. Like, wait, that's an N. It's a typing error. And you're like, no, that's what we say. I'm like, crap. So he said M-Tiggy like 100 times and I said M-Tiggy like 100 times and we've never caught it.
You know what's funny though is that like the way you say it with an M, it makes more sense to be a filler word. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like a derogatory term.
Well, wait, who created the word? Was it you or me?
It was you.
Yeah, because I feel like I naturally said so I was trying to quickly catch myself.
You do. A lot of times I'll say something and you'll go, That's all I get from you.
Yeah. It's more like there's an H in front, like,
M-Tiggy.
Give me a second to digest this thought and I'll get back to you.
Tigger. We could do it like a British. Like, you gotta have your pinky up whenever you do it. Tigger. Can you do it in a British accent?
You do remember it. Those episodes?
I do. That's why I'm having you do it again. Do it. Give me a tiggy with your pinky up.
I'm the tiggy. Would you like a cup of tiggy?
Is that like a drink that makes you wait or something?
I don't know. It can be.
I don't know where that came from. That's retarded.
I didn't know how to answer it. I was like, tiggy? Yes. Sure.
You remember that other podcast we were doing where we both started harmonizing together that like just came out of nowhere? I think it was the last one, actually.
Oh, is that like where you had the bonus where if you listen to the podcast for like an extra like 30 seconds or a minute or something, then you
were
seeing Spice Girls.
That was you and I singing Spice Girls, but no, it was it's the one that was actually released right before this one.
I'm trying to remember.
It's the one we just talked about that hasn't been released yet.
Oh, the 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the one, 3 a.m.?
Yeah, but we were actually harmonizing. Like you, I was like, hey, make a sound. And you did. And then I harmonized with you. I barely remember that. Cause like you remember when you came over today and I told you about it and you were like, I don't even remember that. Like I told you, I said, hey, we have an unfinished podcast. And you were like, I don't even remember that one.
I don't remember most stuff cause I'm sleep deprived.
That's what I'm saying.
Which sucks right now. Cause usually I'm down to energy drinks and I'm drinking
water. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Like, I think you're, and you know, I'm drinking Jones soda and I usually drink water.
Yeah. We're all mixed up.
All kinds
of discombobulated, whatever.
There's another one of your words. We got to teach you how to words.
I know. For reals. What was I going to say? I had a train of thought. Oh, you know what we should do? We should just bless the listeners with another song.
All right. What, you have one in mind?
What if on the count of three, we both sing a song and see if it's the same one?
Okay. Give me
a second.
Did you just say we're so racist?
No.
What'd you say?
I'm not racist.
It sounded like that's what you said.
No.
All right.
Give me a second. I'm ready. I'll tell you when I have my song.
I'm ready. I guarantee it's not going to be the same one.
It might, dude. It'd be creepy if it is. Ready?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Don't you believe in life after love after love? That's not what I was going to sing.
I can feel
something. Why sing Cher?
I want to finish it.
I can feel something. I'm going to make a bunch of noise so we don't have to pay the rights for this song.
Joy Rob.
No.
Really don't think you're strong enough. No.
Oh, you man. Believe in love after love after love after love. You know what's funny is that you started singing that song and my brother used to made a song of this making fun of me because, you know, I'm a big dude. So he would always make fun of me being fat. So he would be like, well, he's big too, so it doesn't even matter. But he would change the words of songs and make them about me. So this one was, he'd go, do you believe in reheated food, heated food? The song that I was singing was Evanescence, Call Me When You're Sober.
Ah, yeah, that was we were way off. We were not in sync.
Speaking
of in sync, what's an in sync song?
Mm-bop.
No, that's Hanson.
I don't know, in sync. I get in sync and Backstreet Boys mixed up real bad.
Backstreet's back. Okay, that's definitely Backstreet Boys.
That's not in sync.
Dirty Everybody.
Pop. Yeah. You got to let me take that part. Start it over.
Okay. Everybody,
yeah,
rock your body.
No,
rock,
did I mess it up?
Your body. I don't know the exact words.
Dirty pop, dirty pop. Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when's it gonna fade out.
Do you know what really sucks though?
That I suck at singing.
Taylor Swift, we both suck at singing.
Tay Tay.
Taylor Swift, I loved the pop Taylor. Up until her new album or new song. Have you heard it?
Maybe.
Don't.
One word.
Don't hurt it.
I Prevail does a cover of Blank Space.
Oh, see, I like that Taylor Swift.
Absolutely. I love that song done by I Prevail.
Yeah, I've heard it. It's awesome. They rocked it.
I stumbled across it one day and like I would listen to it in my car, like literally turned up all the way. And I'm like, I wonder if people would look at me and be like, is he listening to Taylor Swift?
She's so metal.
Right. She's so metal. When did she go metal? And I Prevail is pretty hardcore.
Well, that's what's next for her. She did country. She did the poppy thing.
Right.
See, because then she was Taylor Swift in country. Now she's like a tea kitty. You know, she's kind of got that swag, but she's poppy.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, tea kitty.
Tea kitty.
And then if she goes metal, she can be tear kitty.
No, if she goes tear metal, kitty. If she goes metal, she'll have to be like T3PO.
Tear kitty.
She's made out of metal.
Oh, I got it.
See, that was me pulling out the puns that time.
Look at you, Rapunzel.
Oh, what did I? Oh, I opened up a can of worms here.
Yeah, you did.
Little Pandora's box.
You let the monkey out of the box on that one.
Is that racist?
What? I think you're racist. Because I don't even think of racist stuff. And then you're like, oh.
You don't think of racist stuff when you sent me a black Santa emoji.
What? Santa can't be black?
No, Santa's white.
That's racist, bro. It's racist.
You ever seen Santa?
Well, no, but isn't he like kind of
white? He lives in the North Pole. He doesn't see the sun.
That's true.
And he's probably always inside.
Well, you know what? I feel like we can give the African community Santa. Because, you know, honestly.
We don't have to give it to him. They already have it. They can make it up themselves. I mean, Santa's real, everybody.
He's a fictitious kid.
No, he's not.
Sorry, Santa's kids. Real. Sorry, kids.
If kids are listening to this, they need to turn it off right now. Well,
if you notice, like, you know, we look at Jesus, right?
Where are we going with this?
No, I'll be careful. I am a Christian. You know, I believe it. I'm not slandering here. But if you look at all the churches, a lot of the churches, you'll see brown-haired, blue-eyed Jesus, and he's super Caucasian, which 2,000 years ago, Jerusalem,
right?
Probably not Aryan.
Right. He was olive-skinned, which is fairly dark, and he was from Africa. Right?
Sort of. North Africa, Middle East.
That area. So he's, I mean.
He was most likely not black, but he's most likely like.
No, he wasn't black, but he was. Right. They said he was olive skinned.
But he definitely wasn't.
He's not white.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't Ryan Gosling. You know? as far as physical appearance, it was.
Who's the dude who played? Oh, Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, I like to reference Ryan Gosling because he's one of my favorite actors. And not because of these teen film crap, but his B films are amazing. I know I'm promoting him right now, but it's.
I would think that if somebody was going to play Jesus, it would be like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, because in your mind, it's a powerful character. Yeah.
If he was going to play white Jesus.
Yeah. And this is not, now I sort of feel some weird guilt. I'm not knocking Jesus, listeners. I'm just saying in our culture, we tend to paint somebody to be what makes us more comfortable.
Like us, right.
So, you know, why not have a black Santa? Because at least Santa is a fictitious character for sure, right? Well, not really. No, he's based off a true story, but the mystical flying around.
Well, St. Nicholas was
real. Yeah.
From what I understand, he was a real person. I never met him.
You know, it wasn't real as Krampus.
They found me.
What is that?
That's a helicopter. We're gonna
have to shut down the podcast. We've been found.
We're going to let you guys listen to this. They found us. That sounds like it's right outside the window.
Yeah, it does.
That's a little scary. What did we do though? What would we have done for the police to send a helicopter to get us? Like what would you have done?
I'd be confused.
No, I mean, if you did something wrong and they were going to send in like a SWAT team with a helicopter and stuff to get you, what would you have done to deserve that?
Oh, I think Matt, like what would I have done in that situation?
No, then my question would be, what would you do?
Most likely
based on your personality, what would you have done to do something like that? To have the SWAT team come and get you?
Oh, some Punisher status stuff.
So you'd have like murdered people?
Like I'd be a vigilante.
Okay.
Not people.
What else?
In a broad span, but like, you know,
individuals
like
that
deserve
it.
Like the dude that raped that chick on the stairs.
Oh yeah.
Maybe some bear rapers.
Dude, that's when you go and you
not rapist.
You go rape him, but without a condom.
No, I was just going to go more towards killing him.
Can you put like how would you kill him specifically? Listen up, FBI. Listen to this. CIA, whoever would go for him.
I would walk in there wearing my get up and I'd be like.
Like a ghillie suit?
I would.
Or your SpongeBob
appear
PJs.
From the shadows of the mountain. And I'd be like, hey, bear.
You're going to kill a bear?
For the bear rape. Are we talking about the bear rape still?
No, that was like 30 minutes ago.
Well, I mean, you know, all the bad guys in the world, not just the bear rapers.
Oh, because I brought
the bear rapist. God,
bear.
It's not people raping bears. Bears raping people.
Right.
Help me help you.
Now we've come full circle. So you think that if you, the reason that the FBI or the SWAT team or whatever will be coming for you in a helicopter and, you know,
vigilante stuff,
we have the building surrounded, those kind of situations would be because you would have gone out like taking care of people that needed it. Like you would have killed those who kind of deserved it.
Done horrible things in the name of good, like Batman, you know, or the Punisher, you know, just doing evil to eliminate evil when the justice system fails. Like in the example I gave earlier, where the justice system fails, you just come in and, you know, when the FBI comes in, or the cops come in, and they're like, in their mind, you know, they're like, good job, buddy. But we got to follow protocol.
That's one of the ones where they're like, you're under arrest.
Yeah.
Wink.
They put the cuffs on super light.
Like, right. You're like, is this
too tight for you? Are you hungry?
You want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I got extra Gatorade in the car if you get thirsty. It's a long drive.
Now, for me, mine would probably be something to do with digital rights or whatever. Like, I probably downloaded something that I shouldn't have.
Alligator porn.
I mean, probably crocodile porn. If we're gonna get technical,
right?
You don't
want to mix those up because one's just like, what are you looking at?
Yeah. Because then there's crocodiles and there's alligators, and I mean, you definitely don't want to be looking at the alligator porn because that's like,
no,
that's the weird guys.
That's a line crossed that you.
Right. Those are the guys that the weird guys make fun of.
Yeah.
They're like, what is wrong with you? But then crocodile porn, it's totally fine.
Yeah. For obvious reasons, we don't need to explain. Stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what makes us good.
That's what makes us good.
No, we're not good. That's being non-humble, humility person.
God, you're so good at words.
I know, right? I should do like a word cross puzzle, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. A needle pulling thread. La.
I have no idea what's going on.
A note to follow. So.
It's like song lyrics or
kind of the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. You never heard that? Do, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Do, re, mi, da, ra, mi, da, ra, mi. That?
No.
Ha.
Oh.
Oh. Ew. Should have used that one on the episode of Things That Are Gross.
Podcast, No, I mean,
because that was just straight nasty.
Are you wearing roller skates now?
Yes.
Go put your roller skates on and then come back and talk to me. This is starting to derail to nothing.
We stupid.
Right. But I mean, speaking of that, I want you to rap for me.
You mean for real?
Yeah. Like come up with a rap. You want me to give you a beat?
Crap, dude. I'm not a rapist.
Well, I'm not a beater, so I'll drop a beat for you. Right. You ready?
All right. I guess for one night only, you can be the beater and I'll be the rapist.
Let me know when you're ready, because I don't want to like be doing.
Dude, I don't even know what to say.
I don't want to be beating it for a long time before you join in.
Well, since I'm like having absolutely no experience, can you like do like a slow beat and I just try to?
Yeah, I'll do a slow beat,
but not too.
I'll
slow.
Beat it. I'll beat it real slow.
Yeah, you beat it slow, and then
you're gonna join in.
Yeah,
but you need to like. You can't let me go by myself for a long time because I need some help. I can't just do it forever by myself.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah. About to rap on this podcast. I have no idea how long I will last. Rob's over there beating. I can't finish if you stop the beat, bro.
You can't finish if I stop beating it?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, let me continue.
This is a team effort, bro.
All right, I'm gonna drop it a little bit harder. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me position my mic.
I feel like no homo should have been declared a long time
ago. No homo's understood.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Well, we have our shoes on, so it's not gay.
I don't have my shoes on. What's up? And I'm wearing camo socks.
See, now this, well, that kind of mans it up. So now we're at
4.2 homo points?
46% gay.
Okay. I'm right.
Well, the extra 8% plus because I declared no homo. Your no homo doesn't count because you're not wearing shoes.
Oh, see, I didn't understand that rule.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
I'll lay it out for you one day. I'll write it all down. Get you squared away.
I'm gonna drop a broken speaker beat. You ready? I don't know if that's what it's called, but that's what I'm gonna do.
But see, that was such a good start. Now I don't know what to do.
That wasn't a good start. What are you even talking about?
Well, like I said, dude, like for me, that was pretty good because it rhymed.
It did rhyme, and that was off the cuff. Okay, you ready?
Let's try again. Waited for the beat to fall. Looking to the right, Rob's got a clock on his wall. That was too many lyrics.
I don't think we're gonna make it.
No, we're not.
I know a couple kids who are real good at beatboxing. They do like this thing where it goes like, and I'm like, it sounds really good. Mine sounded like a dog that was struggling to run up the stairs, but
so basic. Boots and cats, boots and cats.
Well, I actually have a different way of doing that. You say spoons and cats and baboons and cats. So say that.
Spoons and cats, baboons and cats, spoons and cats, baboons and cats.
Spoons and cats and baboons and cats.
Spoons and cats and baboons and cats
and spoons and cats and baboons and cats and spoons and cats and baboons and cats and spoons and cats and baboons and cats. So you can
see, I don't even have anything to reference because I listen to metal music. Like,
you got to have that scream. Ow. That was bad.
Wow.
That was good. You didn't clip.
Thanks.
Good job. You're learning how to resolve. You're like right at the edge, though. I can see it almost touching.
That's how I live my life, bro.
Right on the edge. Is that why you were hanging out by that rail with the chain and you had to have Asian Angel come and tell you to?
Yeah, but he didn't save me. He inspired me.
That's good, though.
I climbed that mountain myself.
I guess that's good. So if we.
I was actually Mountain Dew, not Mountain Don't.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Got the pun in.
Yeah, on that note, I think we're going to end it right there.
No!
Are you out of stuff to talk about? Or you got another story for me?
Count to 10, and if at the end of 10, I don't have anything.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, not like that.
Oh.
Slow countdown.
Hold on.
Slow and consensual. Since I'm mixing consensual and consensual.
Slow and consensual.
One, two, three.
Is that not sensual?
No, keep going.
Four, five, six.
You gotta get a little lower.
Seven.
Now you're using too much of your. Oh. You're like seven, and you get back.
Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten.
Crap, it's done. I was too distracted by your counting.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess on that note, we're gonna call it the end of this one. It's gonna be a little short one.
Yeah. That's what she said.
And we're out.
All right, bye.
Later.
You ever had salt taffy?
I've had salt water taffy.
You had that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
Why not?
I don't know.
You're watching your sodium?
No, actually, maybe I have had it.
If you don't stay up on your microphone, I will drop kick you in the earlobes.
Were we recording?
I am right now, just because.
Oh.
Okay.
Mountain lion.
Mountain lion.
Say something else.
That's a mountain donkey.
Keep talking.
An unbelievable story I got to tell you. I got a facelift and I replaced my face.
Talk normal like you're talking to me. Let's have a conversation.
All right.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
You know, just waving my hair back and forth. I wave my hair back and forth.
Has anybody ever told you that you have beautiful eyes?
Every day.
Oh, well, they're lying to you.
All of them?
Every single one of them. They're all lying.
Hmm.